Protesters leave the Capitol, but not without contemplation and surprise. Just before 6 o'clock, a woman in the rotunda explains to lingering demonstrators what the consequences of remaining in the Capitol would be, despite a court order to leave after regular business hours, when unexpectedly, several dozen people rush their way into the building from the State Street entrance.
And we must consider what that means as a penalty, please.
Madison Democrat Brett Halsey tries to inform the crowd of the significance of the court ruling to clear the building.
I have not seen the ruling, but I believe the ruling says we need to get out of the building by 6 o'clock.
19-year-old protester Damon Terrell acknowledges that it might be in everyone's best interest to leave the building, but he will not. He suggests others consider the consequences of their actions before making up their minds.
Do you have children that need you? Do you have animals that need feeding? I am 19 years old. I can put my life on hold.
A young woman encouraging the crowd claims victory after reading a letter from the judge addressed to the members of the Rotunda community.
We are the ones who won this case, and we are the ones who haven't broken the law. We are the ones who haven't done anything wrong. And this case says that Scott Walker and the DOA and all of those folks, they broke the law, that they closed this building to the public.
After chanting, shouting, and drumming, protesters eventually left the building without incident. They'll be allowed back inside during normal business hours beginning on Monday. Jackie Johnson, Wisconsin Radio Network.